Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's 9:10 in the morning. The Steve Cochran Show continues. There's a nonprofit group called A Soldier's Journey Home I want to tell you about in a second. A lot of people said, Steve, I've listened to the show. There's a strong commitment to veterans. What's that about? And it starts with, for me, the fact that I didn't serve. And for those who did, they deserve the most recognition and the most help that we can possibly give at a time when I don't think we do enough for our vets. There's a million great organizations out there. We love to hear about them. And some are close friends that we spend maybe a little more time than others with. But yours is important as well. So let us know about it here at WGNRadio.com. Just drop an email in the mail or whatever. Just say, listen, email in the mail. Yes, write an email and then put it in an envelope and mail it to me.
I think most of us have had relatives, though, sir. Like my father, your dad, I believe, was in too.
Yeah, my father was Army Air Corps. He was 40 when they adopted me. So, but I have this lasting memory as a kid because he didn't talk much.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we sat down, oh, let's have a talk, son. But he did talk to his buddies about their service, which was in always World War II or Korea. Mm-hmm. And I was always fascinated as a little kid in hearing about it.
Yeah, my dad was Vietnam era, so he was in the Army.
At 9:12, let's find out more about A Soldier's Journey Home with Judy Morgan, who joins us now. Good morning, Judy. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. How are you? Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. A Soldier's Journey Home entails a lot of things. Explain why you named it that or why it's named that.
Well, A Soldier's Journey Home actually began because of a firefighter influence. We had a group of firefighters. Most of them had served in the military at one time. Came home to serve their own communities, and then found themselves running into each other at different types of national and natural disasters. And so they formed these friendships and decided, hey, instead of meeting like this every year or every other year, why don't we do something together and, you know, pay it forward? So they take their vacations and schedule once a year and decided to start building for a veteran in need.
So a veteran in need of a home, and what they do, Andrea and Dave, is they speed build these houses.
It's such a cool process.
Yeah. So, and Mary, I don't know if you jumped online to see this, but build them in what, 10 days?
This build will be in 9 days. Last year in Speedwell, Tennessee, we built in 7 days.
That's tremendous.
And you know what? A friend of mine's son just got his Eagle Scout badge and worked on one of the homes, too.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's cool. So they can let people help out, too, besides just the firefighters?
Yes, we do. Yes, we are a 100% volunteer organization, and we welcome all. No one gets paid a dime, and most of our core volunteers spread over 14 different states. And this year, we'll have groups of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts out. If you're under the age of 18, you can't be a part of the actual build, but we have so many other areas of need for anyone who'd want to we welcome everyone.
Yeah.
Anyone who'd want to come and volunteer their time or services.
And the kids' energy is amazing. This is going to happen in Spring Grove. It's a soldiersjourneyhome.org.
Yes.
And Judy, people are donating supplies too, right? From businesses. So it's not just, you know, if you want to get involved and not necessarily build per se.
Yeah, because you think about how many things are needed for a house, right?
Right.
Yes. Actually, after we identify our soldier and select him, and we secure the land, which this year First Midwest Bank donated the land, 100% of it in Spring Grove.
Very nice.
Then we identify a general contractor because we need someone in the area. We built in different states, and we need someone who is up to code and knows the ins and outs. And this year we had Joe and Jamie McEwen. They own Minuso's General Contracting in Fox Lake, Illinois, just outside of Spring Grove. And not only did they donate their time and services to be our general contractors and invest financially, they shared their business and community resources with us. So that's how we began our in-kind donation search and process, because that's what we do. Once we identify the community, we depend on heavily community involvement. All in-kind
can't happen without it.
Secure all of it. Yeah, we cannot do it without the community that we're building in. We cannot do it.
So let's get some specific thank yous out there. Who do you want to thank for the Spring Grove project to come?
Well, obviously Minuso's General Contracting. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but we have the high schools in District 214, and they build our interior and exterior walls for our
buildings. I didn't know that. No.
It's a pretty amazing part of the process. We have three division heads, Dave Wiederzak and Jeff Bott and Jim Mix. They all work in that district. And what they do is they oversee a program called Geometry and Construction. And these students not only fundraise for our soldiers every year, but they build the interior and the exterior walls and ship them to our build site.
Very cool.
So we have the youth of the community empowered, and they become so much more, something so much more greater than themselves. In a day and time where young people really aren't getting much credit, you know, a lot of the focus is on the negativity, and these kids really step up and they're empowered. And not only do they fundraise, but, you know, I was there in December at John Hersey High School. They raised $20,000 for this build. And speaking to these kids, not only are they excited about what they've done, they want to take it with them wherever they go.
How about
they want to pay it forward.
House painters too, right, Judy? Inside and out?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we have painters. We have everything's been donated. American Electric is doing all of the electric, all of the supplies, materials. Have been donated. We have contractors showing up on different days. And then our core group of volunteers, which primarily consists of veterans and firefighters and first responders, they show up. They'll show up on Monday before the build, and they will stage the area, and they will also participate in the build. And they all have skilled trades as well. So we could not do it without the generosity of the local businesses. And if you take a look at our Facebook page, A Soldier's Journey Home, it is a public page, so you don't need an account to see it. We have listed every business owner that has dedicated and volunteered time, materials, and labor, and we would highly encourage anyone looking with a home project to reach out to them because they've just been amazing.
Absolutely.
No one says no.
Use their businesses.
They're amazing.
That's a great way to pay it back for those guys paying it forward. AsoldiersJourneyHome.org. I'm glad that Mary had a connection that knew you because we wanted to make sure the public knew more about you. So whether it's volunteering or a donation or you just want to learn more, go ahead and check it out. AsoldiersJourneyHome.org or the Facebook page, A Soldier's Journey Home. Nice work by you. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care.
Thank you for having me this morning.
That's Judy
Thanks,
Morgan.
Thanks, Judy. What a great organization. Thanks,